कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। जमुना तीर वन चारे। जमुना तीरा वन चारे। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परब्रजगाचार्य सत डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की। इस्कान फाउंडर आचार्य शिला प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परब्रजगाचार्य सत डिवाइन ग्रेस शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की। आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम सिखो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाषदि गौर भक्तवृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गौर गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की। श्री वृंदावन धाम की। माँ पुनर्द्वीप धाम की। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की। द्वारका धाम की। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. Om Jnanath Nirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilita Minatasmai Shri Guru Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitamena Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदामयं दधाति स्वपदंतिकम्। वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादानु सहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावतांश। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीना बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत तप्त कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावन विश्व भानु सिद्ध प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांचकल्पतरुभ्य कृपा सिंधु देवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। नमां विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूतलाय श्रीमदी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी पचाय निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चता देशिता जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Maharaj, you are coming today first time or you gave a class before?
I'm listening.
You're supposed to sit here. With your blessings, I will do my best. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 4, second canto, chapter 4, text number 1, right? Yeah. The process of creation. Vayasake iti vachasa tatva nishayam atmanaha upadharya matim Krishne auta autareha satim yadat sutavacha vayasakirti vachasa tatvanishayam atmanaha upadaryamatim Krishne Autareya satim yadat Vayasaker iti vachas Tatvanishayam atmanaha Upadharyamatim Krishne Autareya satim yadat Vayasaker iti vachas Tatvanishayam atmanaha Upadaryamatim Krishne Autare autreyaha satim yadat Vaishnavis. Sutta Vacha. Sutta Goswami said, Vayasake. Of Sukadeva Goswami. Iti, thus, vachaha, speeches, tatvanishayam, that which verifies the truth, atmanaha, in the self, upadharya, just having realized, matin, concentration of the mind, Krishna and to Lord Krishna. Autareha, the son of Uttara. Satim, chaste. Yadat, applied. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sudha Goswami said, Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Putra, after hearing the speeches of the Shukdev Goswami, which were all about the truth of the Self, applied his concentration faithfully upon Lord Krishna. Purport. The word Satyam is very significant. This means existing and chaste. And both imports are perfectly applicable in the case of Maharaj Parikshit. The whole Vedic adventure is to draw one's attention entirely unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna without any diversion as instructed in the Bhagavad Gita 15.15. What is that 15.15? Sarvasya chaham vidhina savistho mata priti ganam apohanam isya. Right? There are three or four slokas Srila Prabhupada is quoting in the purport, in this purport. Fortunately, Maharaj Parikshit had already been attracted to the Lord from the very beginning of his body, in the womb of his mother. In the womb of his mother, he was struck by the Brahmastra, atomic bomb released by Ashwatthama. But by the grace of the Lord, he was saved from the prong being burnt by the fiery weapon. And since then, the king continuously concentrated his mind upon Lord Krishna, which made him perfectly chaste in devotional service. So by natural consequences, he was a chaste devotee of the Lord. And when he further heard from Srila Sukadeva Goswami that one should worship the Lord only and no one else, even though full of all desires or desireless, his natural affection for Krishna was strengthened. We have already discussed these topics. What is that sloka? Akama sarva kamava moksha kamudayati tevena bhakti yogina. To become a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, two things are very much essential. Namely, having a chance to be born in the family of a devotee and having the blessings of a bona fide spiritual master. By the grace of Lord Krishna, Parikshit Maharaj had both opportunities. He was born in a family of such devotees as the Pandavas, and just to continue the dynasty of the Pandavas and show them perfect special favor, the Lord specifically saved Maharaj Parikshit, who later on, by the arrangement of the Lord, was cursed by the boy of a Brahmana and was able to get the association of such a spiritual master as Sukadeva Goswami. Srila Prabhupada used to say also, isn't it? That by the grace of my father, I was born in a Vaishnava family, and my father tried to help me to always remember Radha, right? And then he came in touch with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. So Srila Prabhupada had both qualifications. By way of being born in a family of devotees, he automatically came in touch with Krishna. And after being so contacted, he constantly remembered him. Consequently, Lord Krishna gave the king a further chance for developing in devotional service, development of in devotional service, by introducing him to Sukadeva Goswami, a stalwart devotee of the Lord with perfect knowledge in self-realization. And by hearing from the bona fide spiritual master, he was perfectly able to concentrate his chaste mind further upon Lord Krishna as a matter of course. So, we know there are 10 topics in Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? Creation, sub-creations, plenary system, protection by the Lord, creative impetus, the changes of manus, the signs of God, return home, back to Godhead, and liberation. These are the 10 topics discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we are in the second canto, which is the sub-creation, which is, we will hear the Chatur Shloki, Srimad Bhagavatam, in this canto. So first three chapters is the science of self, first step in self-realization, right? Then the second was about the Lord in the heart, and third chapter was the pure devotional service. And I was wondering, well, after discussing the pure devotional service, why the discussion of the process of creation? Pure devotional service is everything. But here, Maharaj Parikshit, when the pure devotional service is discussed, then he realizes, of course, he is a realized soul from the beginning. Just Srila Prabhupada writing about his qualification here, that he was already self-realized personality, you can say. And the pure devotional service discussed, but the Krishna's energies, emanating energies from Krishna, and how these energies are working, and how these energies are from the creation, maintenance, annihilation of this material world, is Sukadeva Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit is interested in that. Mayavadi philosophers, they are not interested in the energy of the Lord, emanating energy of the Lord. They are not interested in it. But the Vaishnava knows that everything is the emanating from the energy, and it's energy of the Lord, even in material world. Everything is energy of the Lord. And that's what is discussed in the previous chapter about the Vishwarupa, that everything we see in material world is the energy of the Lord. And that energy of the Lord, the creation is meant to use in the service of the Lord. See? Means everybody is the part and parcel of the Lord. Everybody. All living entities, doesn't matter. Animals, men, ladies, doesn't matter. Human being, doesn't matter. Everybody is the energy of the Lord. And meant to use in the service of the Lord. So that's what here in the second canto, and then of course, Narad Muni, he wants to know, Maharaj Parikshit will want to know, and Sukadeva Goswami will describe to Maharaj Parikshit about the conversation between Brahma and Narad. Narad will ask a question to Brahma. Because Narad is thinking Brahma is the secondary creator. But Narad is thinking, well, you are everything. Brahma said, no, I'm not everything. I'm not. There is someone above me. See. So first canto was like creation, is sub-creation. So sub-creation is done, means the government, the president of the country, he is the main, but he has other under him, the other department. Before department, he has some other who has to, chairman, vice chair, whatever position. They follow his instruction, his guidance. He just goes play to golf. He goes to play golf himself. That's what he does. You see, and he's here Brahma is the sub-creator. He is gonna be the creation of the world. Krishna plays the flute, of course. That's what he does. He doesn't know anything. He just plays flute, plays with cowherd boys, and have a brass dance, and have with the gopis, and steal butter. That's what he does, right? Even in the Braj, he doesn't even kill demons, you know that? Vishnu has to come and kill. He doesn't kill. So he just happily enjoys Sri Krishna. So here, is this kind, Srila Prabhupada is making the point about the chest. Now, of course, the main point, besides Srila Prabhupada writing, Srila Prabhupada just first word, the word satim is very significant. Here Srila Prabhupada is saying it's existing in chest. And the main point also is the tattva nishchayam, that which verifies the truth. Because he heard this in the previous chapter about the pure devotional service, he heard that Krishna is everything. So he wants to know more. Maharaj Pariksit wants to know more about it. So when you talk about chaste here, usually we talk about ladies, right? Chaste woman. We talk about that generally. Right? We talk about Gandhari, chaste woman. So I was looking in the dictionary, what does chaste means actually? And of course they have so many, you know, so many other things. I thought, let me look at it. But the chaste means the here, he said, simple, you can say that, right? Simple. Also, chaste is also a pure, decent, modest, restrained in thoughts and acts. Right? So this is a different way you can say chaste. Someone is chaste or not. Anyhow, we know from the example from Srimad Bhagavatam, Gandhari. Right? Gandhari, even she is married to a husband who is blind physically and blind spiritually. But still she is continuing her life with her blind husband up to the end. And even she goes with him in the forest. So when we talk about chaste, we have to also, then chaste doesn't apply only to the chaste woman, but it's applied to us, everybody. Chaste mind. Right. What is the shloka in the Bhagavad Gita? Second chapter, text 41. Vyavasatmekar buddhi ekeha kurunandana bahu sakha hi anantasya buddhiyo vyavasayam. Right? And it is said that those who are on this path are resolute in purpose and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute in many branches. So chaste mind. Mind is the one who is causing us the bondage in this material world to us. Right? So chaste word here applied to everybody. It's not just to the ladies. Our mind is not fixed. It's not fixed at the lotus feet of the spiritual master and ultimately lotus feet of Krishna. Then it's unchaste mind. See. And also the next shloka says in text 2, second chapter 42 and 43, Yamimam Purusha Pushpitam Vachaha, and of course 43 is Kamatmana Swarga Para Janma Karma Phalapdam Kriya Vishesha Bahulam Boga Ishwarya Gatim Prithi. Is the Vedas, so Krishna said, the Vedas are service charged with Snavishto. Srila Prabhupada quoted that sloka. Vedas are for to know me, says Krishna, to know me. So people who are not there by the flowery words of the Vedas, they are interested, they get into the fruitive activities. For to go to the heavenly planets or elevation to heavenly planets or good birth, power and so forth. Right? And ultimately it's a desire for sense gratification. We have mind and above is the intelligent is also material intelligence. So material intellect is also making all the arrangements to fulfill the desire of the mind. The ultimate desire of the, that is coming from the false ego. I am mine. See. So, and because of that, we are carried away in the fruitive activities. One life after another life, after another life, and goes on and on and on. So, in the case of Maharaj Parikshit, Srila Prabhupada is writing in the purport that he was, of course, the first of all, he had the darshan of the Lord right in the womb of Mother Uttara, his mother. Right? Ashwatthama Triyudhi. Ashwatthama wanted to finish up the last person, last. Ashwatthama didn't want to have the continuation of the, this dynasty, of the Pandavas dynasty. He didn't want to have it. So he threw the Brahmastra to kill this baby in the womb of Mother Uttara, his mother. See. And of course, Mother Uttara prayed to the Lord, and Lord was about to go, he was going to go on his way to Dwarka. Right? But he stopped. And Krishna cannot become smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest. Right? So become like a small little, like a, imagine going in the womb of Uttara. It's possible, the womb is so small. And there Krishna goes and he just covers him, this little baby. So Brahmastra cannot touch him. So, and he is having darshan of the Lord. The womb. And that's why his another name is Vishnuratha. Of Maharaj Parikshit. So, he's a darshan of the Lord, and of course he's born in the dynasty of the great Pandavas. So from the childhood, he's absorbed in Krishna, Krishna Katha. Childhood. And this is what is Srila Prabhupada mentioning himself about his life. Same way. Unfortunately, living in the peace, pious living in the peace, they pray in the womb, because in the staying in the womb is in the 6x6, what, not even 6x6, right? Little bag. You are there, and at the 7th month, when you are conscious, and whatever mother eats, that goes right on you, right on Bhadra. But still Bhadra doesn't realize it. That's a problem. See? And then what happens? As soon as the living in it comes out of the womb, he forgets everything. Cute little baby, very cute little baby. Cute, so cute, looking so cute. He exactly looked like her grandmother, and he exactly looked like his grandfather, huh? Looked like a father, isn't it? This is what happens. Don't laugh at it, it's reality. Truth, isn't it? And then forget it. Of course, one thing is that, if you have a good family, and your family's children notice everything. Children might don't talk, but they notice everything what the parents does. See? So they see that my parents are worshipping, chanting. See, so they catch it. They might not formally might not follow it, but they know what's going on. And that impression stays with them. And when they become old, and sometimes they are smacked with Maya, suddenly with something happens, then suddenly eyes opens up and they start devotional service. I'm talking about my example. I have done the same thing. I have done that. So the point is that devotee person forgets. And that's why Srila Prabhupada used to say that don't think the children who are born in the devotees' families are ordinary. Don't think that way. They are not ordinary, all these children. They got it. Believe me, they got it. Kale dosa nidharajanasti kama mahanguna kirtanadeva krishna sa mukta sangha param raje. They got it. They are performing kirtans. It's all these kids, all this youth. They are into kirtan, they got it. You see, they have it. They know the kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha param bhajit kirtan. I was just in Europe and in the Villa Vrindavan we had the Srila Satchinanda Maharaj's japa retreat. I attended that and then we had a Shravanam Kirtanam 2 days festival. And my gosh, this youth, they chant, devotees, youth from the Europe and all their places, far out kirtan they do. And they are gone until 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. See. It goes on and on and on. Some people want to sit up for 2-3 hours, just goes on. And everybody's dancing. So they are not ordinary, these kids. We think, oh, they do this, No. No, it's not like that. Anyhow, the second one is here, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, is about the birth and about mentioning about the coming in a contact with the spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master. And that's Srila Prabhupada is quoting the from Chaitanya Charitamrita instruction up to Lord Chaitanya to Rupa Goswami. What is that instruction? Brahman Brahmide Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Beach. Srila Prabhupada is quoting here. This one. So, we might be not born in a Vaishnava family, might not, but Srila Prabhupada created our fortune and mercifully He just opened our eyes, Om Ajnanati Virandasya, right? And we came in touch with Him. So it's okay, we are not born, might be not born, that's okay. But we have the, Srila Prabhupada gave us the shelter, He gave everything. All the way up to the Madhurya Bhava, Shingaras, all the way up to that He gave. But now what we have to do, that's a point. Because we are carrying, I'm talking about myself, carrying the baggage of so many in the, from this life, carrying the baggage and going to Krishna consciousness. Right? Fruity mentality is there in the mind. See? And the fruity mentality is because considering I and mine. I'm not this body, I'm this body. And then I will have everything. Whatever I do, I have to get a result for it. I have to get a result. Whatever I do. Right? But not in the devotional service, is not like that. Devotional service is anya abhilasita sunyam. Without any. Ultimately, devotional service is to satisfy the Lord. For the satisfaction of the Lord, we perform devotional service. Satisfaction of the instruction of the spiritual master, which is the satisfying the Lord. So we are very fortunate. If you have not been born in a Vaishnava family, it's okay. And we have many examples of the devotees in the who were not born in Vaishnava families, they went back to Godhead. Who knows? So that's what Srila Prabhupada is trying to, he is telling in the second paragraph, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Praman Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanji Guru Krishna Prasada Bhai Bhakti. We are wandering in this world for so many lifetimes, but we are so fortunate. The fortunate soul, he is come in contact with her. Out of many millions and millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and spiritual master, such a person receives seed of his seed of the creeper of the devotional service. So that's what Srila Prabhupada has bought. The seal of that bhakti within our heart, or his disciples have brought the seal of bhakti within our heart. Now it's up to us individually. We want to have that creeper of that bhakti blow, you know, bloom into a nice, you know, plant, and the top of the plant touches the lotus feet of Krishna. But during that time also, while the plant is blooming, what happens? There are weeds around growing. And those weeds look the same as the plant sometimes. See? So when you water them, water the plant, then those weeds look the same. So we are also watering them and they also grow. And what happens? That the plant which is a bhakti doesn't grow as nicely as it's supposed to grow. And that's where all the anarthas within our heart. See. And to come about that, we need the adosrata tatha sadhu sangha bhajana kriya. We need the faith and the Sada faith and association of devotees. And we require, we need a deep faith. And deep faith comes with the three factors. You have knowledge, you believe in it, and you trust.
Say that again.
Knowledge, believe, and trust.
What is the second belief?
Belief. Take the example. Now someone said, Prabhu, you're telling, but oh, come on, I have a knowledge. I'm hearing Srimad Bhagavatam here. For last 50 years, I'm attending classes. I'm doing all the program. I'm chanting 16 rounds. Prabhu, you're telling me? I have no faith. If I have no faith, I wouldn't do this. Right? You can say that. And then believe, yeah, I believe it because I have heard so many girls, Maharaj is giving classes. I have heard so many lectures. I believe in it. That's why I'm chanting it. But what about the trust? Am I trusting it? Do I trust what I'm doing? Do I really trust that what I'm doing is a process, is going to work? And at the time when the emergency comes, am I going to call out to Krishna? So take the example. If you went to buy a swing, you all know the swing, right? In India, swings are, you see, every house is a swing. You went to buy a swing in the shop, as you know, when you go in the store, the salesman comes right away, right? Salesman come, can I help you, sir? Can I help you, madam? Right? He said, yes. So, you are interested in swing. So, he has a knowledge about it. He has a knowledge, that's why he's a sales person. He has to sell the product. Right? So he has a knowledge, so he talks all about the swing, this swing. You have interest in one swing, so he talks about that. But his owner of that shop is in the office and he is listening all this, what's happening. Conversation between the salesperson and the customer. Right? So now owner is big, you know, he's big, build a body. You see. So owner comes and says to the, he listens, so he comes to the sale between the salesperson and the customer. And he comes and he says, madam or sir, this is a good swing. This is made up of this so many nice material. He will describe all about the materials made up, right? And he said, I'm in the business for 30 years. Ran Govinda knows this. He has done that. And I have done that too. And he says, I'm in business for, I've sold this, the same swing you're looking for. I have sold it to so many persons. It's good swing, you know, good. So you believe in it. Because, you know, here the knowledge is there, belief is there. But then, and he is telling, the owner is saying that this swing can hold, you know, 100 pounds, more than 100 pounds weight. So what happens? Owner sits on the seat on the swing and he's going back and forth the swing. Then what happens? You trust it. Whatever he says, you accept it. Right? So this is the faith. See. Can I my time is over. Can I say another example? Should I say that? One in the village, one lady, her husband has a leprosy. And the neighbors are saying to her that, look, if you take your husband to the Ganges at the Triveni Sangam, right, and take a bath, then his leprosy will be cured. So she is thinking, I guess I should do it, bring my husband there. So she is carrying her husband and she is walking. That's proves. And the other neighbors are also walking with her to go. They thought, let's go take a bath also in Ganges, you know, holy river, let's go take a bath. So they go, they all are walking together. And on the way, you know, lady, wife is tired, I mean, carrying the husband. So she's tired. So she tells the neighbors, can you please carry my husband, please, and bring him to the... They say, no, he has a leprosy. Then the wife says, but you say that leprosy, we are going to the Ganges, then we will take a bath in the Ganges, the leprosy will be gone. So even if you catch leprosy, you take a bath in the Ganges, leprosy will be gone. So the people who are neighbor, they have the knowledge, they believe it, but they didn't trust whether it's going to work or not. This is my situation. Knowledge is there, belief is there, but as far as trust is concerned, take a long time. But if you continue it, devotional service, with faith, little bit faith, continue it, Srila Prabhupada will, whatever lacking, Srila Prabhupada will take care of it. As long as I'm just keep going on. The service. So that's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here. Brahman Ramite Kona Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhakti Lata Ji. Okay, any questions? Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Very nice question. get it. I had to give a talk on faith just a few days ago, and you were referring to was it the 241 Vyavasyatmika Buddhi? Of course, we know historically that was so important for Srila Prabhupada. Mm. It gave him a tremendous boost to take that leap of faith, we can say, and come to the West. The importance, the prime importance of faithfully following the instruction of Guru.
Imagine how much faith he had.
Yes, he almost didn't make it, you know. It was a tremendous risk he accepted. At the beginning of the purport to that 241, there's a very concise, I use this in my lecture, it's a very concise definition of faith, which means unflinching trust in something sublime. So you can expand that and talk about that.
Maharaj, why don't you explain and we will hear.
You find it?
You explain to us and we are willing to hear here.
Unflinching trust in something sublime. So that kind of covers all
the
bases.
Yes, faith means unflinching trust in something sublime.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was one way of understanding. When I mentioned leap of faith, the Prabhupada certainly was ready to take the leap of faith in the sense of accepting risk. And we say in America, they say, you're sticking your neck out, you know, to get your head chopped off. He's willing to take that risk. So in my talk, I mentioned Soren Kierkegaard, who's a very pious philosopher from Denmark. Going back a couple of hundred years or so. And he, 150, I don't know. So he also talked about this leap of faith, and it's almost like frightening, because we have to take a risk. But the point I was making in my talk was that Srila Prabhupada made it so much easier for us by making the chasm that we have to jump over this abyss. But it made it much less daunting, much less wide by his books. And perhaps even most of all, well, I can't say most of all, the books are of prime importance, but his own character. By showing, here's a living example of everything the Bhagavad Gita is talking about. So our faith is supported by Prabhupada's mercy, by his books, by his own example and character, and also by the miracles that happen. Like that book was just published by Giriraj Swami about the great struggle of the construction of the temple in Bombay. And you can see how Prabhupada, against all odds, everything about it seemed impossible.
Yes.
And the devotees were bewildered. Why are we doing this?
Yes.
There's rats and snakes and mosquitoes and gundas.
How much trouble they had gone through.
I mean, they're coming from all different adhyatmika, daivagadi, bodhi. Everything was assailing them. And it didn't seem, what was the use? This place is kind of isolated. What's the big deal? Why are we doing this? And now we have... for so many years now, we had that project. So anyway, I just want to mention that.
Yeah, and that's I can add one more point, that in the beginning, he was sitting in the bench in New York, right? And he's staring to the person next to him. The person asked, are you from India? Yes. And he said, I have 100, Srila Prabhupada said, I have 108 temples, and I have so many temples, I have so many temples, a disciple, I have so many books. So I mean...
That's
more vision. Vision. Yeah, but
vision doesn't mean it's manifesting.
No, but point is that understood is vision. But the point is, he had that faith that I'm gonna do it and it's gonna happen because my spiritual master sent me here and I'm here now and he's going to. Of course, it was his vision, but his vision was with the faith. And
yeah. That's more than faith. This is what Mahaprabhu's vision. And Prabhupada said, same missionary when he came. That's how Sasrul Maharaj writes. That when Mahaprabhu had a vision, a mission statement, Bhakti Siddhanta Sujata Thakur has the same. And I also have carried the same. So this is very powerful. We should focus on that.
Thank you. So, the and as far as the risk is concerned, I may be taking risk anyhow. Everybody is taking risk. For when you start a business or something, you take a risk. Some risk. But at least in Srila Prabhupada's case is that, you know, he is coming in a country where he doesn't have much knowledge about this culture. I mean, of course he was, you know, brought up in the, he went to the school, in the Christian school. But the point is that coming to this country at the age of 70, where, you know, he is unknown, everything practically unknown to him. See? And of course, that's why he wrote, but how much he had a faith, that's why he wrote the poetry, right there. You know, make me dance as you like, I'm a puppet in your hand, my Lord. Yes, Prabhu. Oh. You have a question? You have a question? Go ahead.
Thank you, Prabhu, for the nice class. This is a reflection, if I may say, a reflection. Yes?
Go ahead.
So after your class and then Maharaj's reflection on the class, I had a memory of being a child and going with friends to spring. And in that spring, there's a high point where you can jump into the spring. But I was very scared. But my friends, they already went there, and they already jumped, right? So, as Maharaj said, that leap of faith, Srila Prabhupada placed in us by his example. He already has the knowledge, he has the belief, the faith, the trust, because he's done this. He's there, right? So I was coming to the cliff, but I was scared. But then my friend said, I already done this. Here, watch. I jumped and he went into the spring. So then I get the courage and I jumped also. And then we played.
Association.
Yes.
So that's why we need in the Krishna consciousness association is important. It's like when you want to chant more rounds or in chanting, if your association of the devotee who has a faith in that holy name and you associate with them, then you also get that chanting the holy name, you also have that, get that taste gradually.
That's true. One day I experienced this.
So if you think that I'm going to make advancement by myself, don't think that way.
Sorry,
yes, Mother Madhumati.
I was making the same point that Prabhuji was making, that Prabhupada not only did he have faith, but he was able to transfer that faith to his disciples, like when we think about Mukunda Prabhu, Mukunda Maharaj, Datta Mukunda Prabhu, and Malati Devi, and you know, they all had that faith.
Go to London.
Yeah.
Go.
And other devotees, you know, drop them right in India on the train. Okay, you'd start.
Oh, so many. I mean, these devotees have done like.
Yeah, so he was able to transfer that faith.
Yes.
And that's amazing part, that he was able to transfer that faith in others. Yeah.
But the point is that with the instruction of the spiritual master, that power also comes with it. Provided that I'm willing to follow that instruction. So, and that's where the problem arises. Ekah Kuru Nandan is not there, Bahu Sakhanantascha. Wherever our Bahusaka everywhere, right? Not one pointed. And that's where the Bhadra has a problem. So now pray for me, so I can do something. Yes, Prabhu.
Maharaj gave class the other day on faith. It was very interesting. Just now I thought, he talked about, I'm sorry Maharaj, you are here, but I'm talking about for you. Thank you. He talked about blind faith, and he talked about reasonable rationalizing. Everybody remembers on Sunday? He talked about it. It was so nice. I really took away his conclusion that because many of us sometimes follow the blind way, not necessarily proving, but that's all right, because the process is proven and eventually it will go. But there's a little key point. There's a key point I found. I love that way, but on this class I'm taking a little key point that faith can be obtained by the grace, also by choice. It is not that, because if you look at Bhagavad Gita 7.21, Krishna says, Jojo yam yam tanum bhakta sabdaya architam icchati tasya tasya achalam sabda. I'll give you faith, if you desire. So even if we have a strong desire to become a devotee, to progress, Krishna will give. 1728, also Maharaj quoted Aswatha Dhana Purusha Dharma Shra. I mean, many verses are there. Also 430, Ajnanasya Aswatha Dhanasya Sangshaya Atma Vinashyati. So those verses, if we take all these verses from Bhagavad Gita itself, we can categorize these two way. I think it's very important. It's not that higher association will give us only faith and we don't do anything. No, faith also comes from our own willingness. I want to advance, I want to chant, I want to serve. So 7.28, and if you, actually more, 4.10, Bhitaraga Bhaya Krodha, in middle of the part, but if you have Bhagavad Gita, you can look at it in the Ado Shraddha, you quoted that verse, Ado Shraddha. See how Prabhupada translated Shraddha here. You know he translated? I'm paraphrasing. He says a desire, preliminary desire, to have self-realization. That means I have to desire. Every devotee should desire also. Taking birth in the devotee family doesn't mean I am devotee. Prabhupada made it also very clear. I have a facility, but I have to accept the philosophy. I have to practice. Just taking birth doesn't mean they are devotee. They have to accept. They have to consciously accept and go with it then.
And then give to Utkanta means sticking one's neck out.
Yeah.
Utkanta is actually generally translated as enthusiasm. But ut, it means to stick out, and kanta's neck.
Well, of course, I mean, the point is that you have to have that desire to do it. Yes. I mean, you can have association of the, you know, great personalities, but if your mind is not going to accept it, you don't have that real desire within your heart, then you can make a hell out of it. Out of it in the sense that you will make the, you know, yourself to be commit an offense or do something which will take you away from the association. So it is, of course, it's your personal desire to do it, personal, you know, commitment, and this association helps us to go in that direction, deep and deep, further and deep and deep in that process, and which also builds the faith within our heart as we go, continue it. Yes, Maharaj. 9 o'clock.
It's 9 o'clock, so I'll have to be really, really brief. Just as a point that Sun Govindapur was mentioning about blind faith, and that we really should, you know, better that we have reasoned faith that'll sustain us. But there are many situations, as someone read the Bhagavatam, astronomy, this, that many of us cannot rationalize them. Many of us cannot intellectually accommodate what we're reading. So I also made the point the other day that in those cases, sometimes we have to go on blind faith because we may not be capable yet. So, you know, Prabhupada gave us so much. He was right about, he taught us we're not these bodies and so many things. So let me give the benefit of the doubt. Even if I can't understand it, maybe in the future I hope I'll understand. But even if I don't, so I accept the idea not to rebel against the sometimes challenging statements we read in Shastra and including Srila Prabhupada's purports. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you. Vanchakalpa Drubhasya Kripa Sandhya Vajapaditanam Pavanavya Vaishnava.